I got a word of prophecy here from 426.99. Listen to this word that we got 99. Whatever you expect God to meet your need with is your source. Whatever you expect God to meet your need with is your source. We must look beyond little windows into the eyes of a big God. Don't limit God. Don't look to people, look to Jesus. You will never be able to accomplish anything with people. Isn't this amazing? We didn't know. Whatever. Every service is a Holy Ghost service. Sometimes we don't like the Holy Ghost to come to church, but he does. And before it ever came, the Holy Ghost said, this is the one. And I was studying my notes, and I looked on the back of my notes, and there was a prophetic word there. And I said, my goodness, isn't that something? But don't ever expect people to meet your need. Expect God. Look to Jesus. You will never be able to accomplish anything for people, for in the flesh there is a seed of failure. The Word of God says that what is impossible with men is impossible with God. Make God your source by trusting in His Word and walking by faith. Now, walking by faith is what we're going to talk to. You might want to write this statement down right here. Faith is, here's my definition that I use for faith. Faith is practical application of a spiritual inspiration. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We're going on to motivation. You're going to need motivation. Let's say motivated. You have to follow the motivation. You know, God's going to give you a vision, but a vision without motivation is not going to get much done. Motivation is like gas in the car. You could have a road map, know how to get there, know where you want to go, but knowing where you want to go and getting there is completely two different things. There is no such thing as faith without motivation. And I want you to know that motivation is a spiritual thing. Well, how do you keep on going? You must drink a lot of coffee. I do drink a lot of coffee, but I tell you what, faith is motivated. If I got something on the inside of me, I'm going to be what? Motivated. Say motivation. It says this, motivation is spiritual. In Job chapter 32, verse 8, but there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration, say inspiration, of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Say inspiration. You got to move by inspiration. You got to be passionate about what you do with God. So you just nuts or driven? No, I've got a vision from the Holy Ghost, and I'm motivated by it. I can't wait to get to do what God wants me to do. I'm excited about it. I can't wait for Monday to roll around. Why? There's a vision on the inside, and the Spirit of the Holy Ghost gives that vision inspiration and supernatural motivation, and that motivation is of God. You don't have to pep yourself up. You just pray in the Holy Ghost. You will be edified to do what God told you to do. Say faith. Faith without works is dead, and works without what? Effort and motivation will be dead. Well, you know, how are you going to please God? What pleases God? What pleases God? Faith. Simple obedience, and faith will always please God. Well, faith without work is what? Dead. So what does it take to please God? Say a little bit of faith, whole lot of work. Because faith is practical application of a spiritual inspiration. And many times we can be somewhat inspired or envisioned or excited about things, but it's not going to do any good until you stir that gift up and work it through your being and work it through your spirit and get in agreement with the vision of God. God prays that your whole spirit, soul, and body be totally sanctified. Well, you can be totally sanctified in the call of God for your life. What do you mean totally sanctified with the call of God? That means that it's not just a burden on the inside of you, but it's on your mind. You've prayed it so much that it's on your mind. You open your mouth. All you talk about is the vision of God, the burden of God. Well, if you start to talk about the the vision of God, the burden of God, the call of God, the thing that's on the inside, guess what's going to happen? Your mind speaking through your mouth will cause your body to do what God wants it to do. Say, totally in agreement with the vision of the Holy Ghost for you. Because faith is practical application of a spiritual inspiration. And you know what? It starts to work when it gets on the flesh. Say, flesh, this is good tonight. I'm enjoying it. It's still the Holy Ghost. I'm going to preach it whether you want to hear it or not. Because it's the Word. His Word giveth life. Listen, that word inspiration means blast. Say blast. Breath. Inspiration. Soul or spirit. How many of you are alive in Jesus Christ? My gosh. How many got the breath of God on the inside of you? Well, there's going to be something. Say eager. To do the will of God and the work of God. Say, those that know the Lord, their God will be strong and do exploits. Didn't say he'd be worn out, beat out, just, you know, ready to do this and ready to do anything. But you know what? The Bible says those that know the Lord, their God, say, know God. And you spend time with the Holy Ghost, he will strengthen your mortal body. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken what? Your mortal body. Not just your spiritual body, your immortal body. But there's a supernatural dose of the Holy Ghost that will quicken your mortal body to cause you to do what God wants you to do. How did that army get to fight even though the sun, they had to call the sun to stay up? I'm going to tell you, human bodies outdid the sun one day. Why? Because God quickened the mortal body. There was an old prophet that outran a chariot. Why? God quickened the mortal body. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's a true thing. I feel like running for Jesus and I haven't gotten tired yet. How many of you feel tired and weak? God will be your strength. He'll be your source. Now, I wouldn't be talking about anything that I didn't walk in myself. I don't force myself to go on with God. It's easy. How? I pray in the Holy Ghost. I build myself up in the most holy faith. And my most holy faith renews my mind. And my mind renews my body and tells my feet where to go. You can do the same thing. And some of you probably are. Say, learning to pull strength from the Most High God. Those that wait on the Lord will be strong. Did you hear what I'm saying? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Say, wait. And be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. You can be strong. They will rush on the city. They'll run on the wall, for great is the army that carries out his word. One thing about believers, we renew our strength. We renew our joy. We renew our hope. You hear what I'm saying? Why it says, listen, one will take down 1,000. Why? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We can do more. Say, we're the energizers. We're new creatures. He said, if any man be in Christ, behold, he's a new creature. Say, we last a little bit longer. We're outstanding people. Faith, say faith, is a practical, say practical, application of a spiritual inspiration. And that's the only way that God's going to get his will accomplished. Faith, motivation is spiritual. Whether you realize it or not, and you can use, you don't just have to do, have to be motivated to do religious things. Anything you do and anything you need some energy for and motivation for, guess what? Pull it from the Holy Ghost. Pull it from the Spirit of God. Some people get to the point where they don't want to get up in the morning. They don't want to face another day. Listen, God put your days together. That job that you had, you might want to get rid of. I tell you what, it's the Holy Ghost that gave it to you. He's got your stuff together. Well, listen, you can pull strength from the inside to do what God wants you to do. Say, I will be motivated and excited and ready to do what God wants me to do. I'm going to live. And live life more abundantly. If you don't feel that you're in the will of God working on your job, find another one. I mean, don't wait. Time is short. Jesus is coming. Live every day to the best of your ability. If selling mortgages, I'd say if mortgages is what God called you to do, do it with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Get up there and say, I'm waking up this morning. I'm going to work. I'm going to go in my army and go in my office and do what God wants me to do because I'm accomplishing the will of God for my life. I have God on my side. Practical. Say practical. Practical application. Faith is practical application. Say apply it. Where do you put it? Where do you put it? Faith. Everybody's talking about I got great faith. Well, if you don't see anything, they ain't got no faith. I mean, it's faith on the inside of them, but listen, I'm not going to, Jesus saw their faith. So faith is seen. Say, take a step of faith. To be spiritual means to be God-inspired. How many of you want to be spiritual? You ever met people, listen, I'm just, they're so spiritual, but they can't produce anything, can't do anything. Well, that's not God. That's not the Holy Ghost. Because spiritual inspiration is motivation from the Holy Ghost. I tell you what, listen. To be spiritual means to be God-inspired spirituality. You're going to find this. This will help you if you want it. Spirituality is a gift from God. Motivation is a gift from God. If you hear this word tonight and apply it, but if you hear this word and apply it to your life, then listen. I did not know 15 minutes ago when the Holy Ghost said, this is where you need to go tonight. What would happen? But God knew. Spirituality is a gift. Biblical knowledge does not merit spirituality. Godly inspiration and relationship merit our spirituality. There must be application. There is no such thing as faith without practical application. That God, I'm not going to jump on anything that you haven't applied yourself to. We want God to jump on our body and heal our bodies. God's not going to jump on your body to heal it until you jump on it with the Word of God yourself and take a step of faith and do something about it. Jesus saw their faith and was moved with compassion. Give God something to work with. Apply yourself, and then God will add himself to what you do. But he won't get there. Why? Because you're the vessel. You got a situation you want God to get there. Well, he's just not going to pour himself out into nothing. Put your flesh there. Get there in the body and let God pour himself into you. That's how God shows up. You apply yourself there and God will pour himself in you and something's going to happen. Faith is practical application of a spiritual inspiration. Say, I'll be where he tells me to go. And my act of walking there and being obedient to get there is faith. And God will meet you there. You might not see it before you go. We don't know. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. But I know I got a word from heaven. But I'll be there. He keeps his appointments. I'll keep mine. And that's what God. Many people miss God because they refuse to step out and get to the place where he said, I'd meet you. God says, you go there. And I'll be there when you get there. Say, meet me. Appointments and seasons. Faith is the process of manifesting spiritual inspiration. Faith is the process of manifesting spiritual inspiration. Did God tell you anything? What did the Holy Ghost say? The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Well, listen, if you're going to live by it, guess what? You've got to apply yourself to the word and see God manifest it. Say, my faith brings manifestation to the vision on the inside. What is your faith? Your practical application? Say works. Do. Say it again. Works and do. Just start to do something. Look at somebody and say, just start to do something. Just start to do something. I've gone to many great Holy Ghost meetings. Many powerful men and women of God getting up there. And all of a sudden, the anointing of the Holy Ghost would be in that place so strong. Everybody's sitting around looking stupid. And they would stand up and say, just get up and start to do something. Do anything. First Holy Ghost meeting I went to, I was at the D.C. Armory. If anybody's been there in Washington, D.C., it was the first time I got to participate in one of Brother Hagin's meetings. And I was there, and I didn't understand all that laughing stuff. It was way back in the day. And they were all laughing and acting crazy. I said, we've gone to some crazy call. I said, don't make any sense. And they had all these people in wheelchairs. I mean, the whole front of the army was filled with wheelchairs and hospital beds. You hear what I'm saying? Way back then, and everybody just laughing and carrying. He said, just laugh. Didn't feel like laughing. He said, laugh. Then he yelled, laugh. Then we all started laughing because we were afraid. Well, the meeting got really high, and the anointing got so strong, and they got up. And he got up and went over to the sick crowd, and he said, just start to do something. And whoever started to do something, God gave them the ability to do more. Do you know they got up out of wheelchairs and started running without anybody laying hands on them? Well, if you believe God, just do something about it. God will move when you move. Get excited about it and do something. You believe God, step out in that thing that you believe God with. Meet him there. Works and do. God adds supernatural manifestation. Anybody enjoying this? We can leave it there. Now, I told you about your part. I told you about your part. Now, you're going to hear about God's part. And you can apply this to anything. You can apply this to anything. Say, I can do it. In Jesus' name. God will add supernatural manifestation to our faith. There is such a thing as manifestation. You're not living this life by yourself. There is a God. There is a God, like we talked about this morning. Don't forget what God does. That means that God does some things. He will show up, and He will do what you can't do. But He won't do it until you release Him to do it. God adds supernatural manifestation. Say, supernatural manifestation. Say it again. Supernatural manifestation. Or just leave it alone and get what you can get. I'd rather have the supernatural manifestation. How about you? Because we already realize that the flesh profits what? But the Spirit. Listen to me. Why are we being so hard tonight? Because there's a Spirit of God on the inside of you that will do the God thing. If you want to get the most out of life, you want to go to heaven with great reward, you want to be productive, you want to accomplish the vision of God, well, you're going to need a supernatural dose of the Holy Ghost to do that thing. It's spiritually brought out. We're getting beyond the flesh and not just speaking to your head and your emotions. Your head and your emotions can't do anything. But that Spirit on the inside hears the Word of God and it'll do it. Try it out and see what it'll do for you. How do you think Jesus prayed all night long and then would get up and walk from one city to the other city in the same kind of body that you had? We have not a God that is not. Our God came down and walked in the same physical bodies that we did. He had the same organs, the same muscles. He had to eat like you ate. He did it in the flesh to tell you what you could do in the flesh. What He did in His body, you can do in your body with the Holy Ghost. As the Holy Ghost abided on the inside of Jesus, it abides on the inside of you. What did He do? He came down and test drove this body to tell you what it could do. He came down and test drove faith to show you what you can do. And then He said, greater works you'll be able to do because I'll go to my Father. Jesus has told us several weeks ago, prophetically, I can do much more than this. And I'm hearing my spirit right now. I can do much more than this through you. Because God can do much more than this, so can you. We're wondering, how are you going to do it? I'm going to do it through you. It's just as good. God can do. If God's going to do anything, He's going to do it through the heart, through the faith of the church, which is you, His body. But you got to release it. He's just looking for some flesh. He will pour out His Spirit on all what? Spirit. He will pour, if He wants to, where's your flesh? Here, in this realm, and in this dimension. What's in this dimension? Listen, your spirit is in the realm of the heavenly. You can find that out. You're already in heaven. You're already in heavenly places. The Bible says that we've been seated with Christ in heavenly places. Isn't that nice? But you're not going to drive a car in heavenly places. But there's something here in this dimension and in this realm of the natural and in the flesh. And everybody wants to see some spiritual things happen and manifest in the natural. Well, you got to realize how God's going to do it. How do you bring about a spiritual manifestation? How do you bring about the thing that you see in the spirit? How do you get something from the realm of God to the realm of man? Faith, like laying hands. Manifestation. Well, that word manifestation just means polish. It means polish or bright. Manifestation does not mean create. Did you know that? And see, we believers, we think that manifestation just means God's just going to bring it and create it right then and there. He's just going to put it together right there. Manifestation. Manifestation just means show up. That just means you see. So when God manifests something, God takes what's already there in the spiritual and polishes it in the natural with your flesh and with your faith and with your actions that the world might be able to see what God has already done. God has already done. Nations, church should agree that He wants to do it. But He wants some faith and some flesh that He might rub in and polish the Word of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? So that the world might see what He's already done. That thing that you're believing Him to do is already done. But He takes your body. You hear what I'm saying? He takes practical application. He takes your obedience and polishes His Word. As soon as He said it, it was already there. But He wants it to manifest, but it's not going to manifest until somebody steps out. You hear what I'm saying? And brings it to pass. You're those kinds of people. We're talking faith tonight. Obviously, God wants to do something. Some of you are stuck in some ruts, and you need to take a leap of faith and get up out of where you are and go on to the next thing with God. Go on to the next level of abundance. You hear what I'm saying? Or you can sit there and you can go through another wilderness experience if you want to. But if you go through, you're going to go through it by yourself. You hear what I'm saying? Say, just do it. It means to show or to cause to appear. Say, make it show up. Well, it's not going to show up until it's really there in the spiritual. It's not going to show up for you to prove so you can know that it was really there. You got to know that it's there before it shows up. Say, I can see it. And that thing that God is prompting you, that thing that God is prompting you, when God starts to say, listen, I'm going to change the things I want you, if he starts working on natural things and starts scratching the flesh a little bit, do you hear what I'm saying? Starts buffeting the flesh a little bit, you know what he's doing? He's polishing a vision. He's polishing a promise that is soon to manifest. John chapter 9, verse 3. Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned nor his parents, but that the words of God should be manifest. Say, let it show up. The work of God is inspiration. Don't take it lightly. Say, inspire me. Say it one more time. Inspire me. You've got to hear the Holy Ghost for yourself and be quick to jump on it when you hear it. Know the move of the Spirit of God. Know the grace of God. Know the ways of God. Hear the Word of God and allow it to give you life and to give you energy and to give you substance. Let it do something in you. Say, inspiration. That is the work of God. That's all He's supposed to do. His first job is to give you inspiration, and you take that inspiration and put some faith with it. And then he'll do the next part. His next part is polishing your faith, which will bring manifestation. The work of God is inspiration. God's job is to send the word or inspiration. We are to add practical application. This is called faith. Then there will be a manifestation. Have you heard heaven? Have you heard a word? Have you heard a word? Have you heard from heaven? Well, that's what God said he would do. If he said it, he'll perform it. Period. It's your job. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will manifest, say manifest, the counsels of the heart. He'll polish what's on the inside of your heart. And then shall every man have praise of God. God will manifest the counsels of the heart. And whatever is on the inside will come out. You can't hide from God nor his holy people. God will reveal who you are. Do you hear what I'm saying? When manifestation time comes, he will reveal the lights. Come on. And he will reveal who you are and what you are and what you're made out of. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Say, they're waiting for you to show up. Well, you're not going to show up until you start to do what God wants you to do and start to manifest. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God. Job chapter 32, verse 8. But, there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them inspiration. God will perform his word. Apply yourself to his word. Can I read you that prophetic word again and let you take it? God's going to do it. Whatever you expect God to meet your need with is your source. We must look beyond little windows into the eyes of a big God. Don't limit God. Don't look to people, look to Jesus. You will never be able to accomplish anything. Do you hear what I'm saying? With people. For in the flesh there is a seed of failure. The Word of God says that what is impossible with man is possible with God. Say, God can do it. That impossible thing. Say, thank you, Jesus. Listen, if you got God on your side, guess what? He's going to show himself the God that makes things, all things possible. He'll put you in front of impossible things so he can tell you who he is. You'll never learn that he's a God that makes all things possible until you come up against an impossibility. This is an opportunity for God to tell me his name. That impossible thing. Stretch yourself to impossibility. Don't just stay trapped out there where you can do anything. Get a heavier dose of the Holy Ghost and of the anointing of God and of faith and get out there for an impossible thing and believe God to see what he can do. Stretch yourself. Listen, the Word of God says that what is impossible with man is possible with God. Make God your source. Make God your source. Say, the Lord is my portion. God is your source. God is your source. Say it one more time. Doesn't matter what happens with the, you know, with the interest rate or all this other stuff. God is your source. You hear what I'm saying? God is your source. By trusting in his word and by walking by faith. God is your source. When you trust in his word and walk by faith. If you're finding that source not a sufficient supply, you're not in the word. Or maybe you're in the Word, but you're just not walking in the Word. It's not enough to hear the Word, but you've got to be a doer of the Word. Say, hear it and do it. And you'll find the supply of God. You'll find the manifestation of God. Say, I'm going to do what God wants me to do. We heard that scripture. The Bible says, be not weary in doing well, for in due season you shall reap, if you faint not. Well, listen, your body is given to failure. Your body gets tired. But the Holy Ghost will give you substance and he'll give you strength. Let God manifest himself first in you and on your flesh and on your body. He will strengthen you to do what he wants to get done. Say, it's possible. He's done it before. And he'll do it again. How'd you like to have that on your report card when we get to heaven? This one worked in supernatural strength. This one moved in supernatural strength. This one heard the word of God concerning ability. And they moved in the ability and in the strength of God. Say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You're not going to be able to do all things through Christ unless you have his strength. There are certain things you just can't get done. There are certain things that God wants us to do that we can't do it in and of and all by ourselves. Our mind can't handle it. Our bodies can't handle it. Our flesh can't handle it. You know what I'm saying? We would lose our mind. But with the ability and the strength of God, we can do it. Say, with his grace, with his power, and with his anointing, you can make it. You can stand. Don't be afraid. Don't even do it in your own strength. Do it in the strength of God. How do you do it in the strength of God? You build yourself up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Strengthen yourself. You know, there's a way coming, there's a word coming, there's a vision coming, and we got to gird ourselves in the power of the Holy Ghost. Don't run in your own strength, but get in the Holy Ghost and go with it and enjoy the ride. I was in a revival that nearly hardly ever stopped. When the Azusa Street revival took place, do you know that revival went on sometimes all through the night and for weeks on end? There was a mighty woman of God, Maria Woodworth Enner, that was preaching a message, and in the middle of her message, she froze in place and stood for 3 days in the middle of her message. For 3 days, just stood there. And 3 days later, picked up her message right where she left off. Wouldn't your legs get tired? Wouldn't you get worn out? But the Holy Ghost sustained her. You can do some strange and peculiar things through God who strengthens you. How did Samson tear down the temple? I don't care how strong he was or how long his hair was. The long hair is not going to have you tear down anything unless God gets on the inside of that body and causes some things to happen. I have the strength of God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. God wants to sustain you that you might be able to accomplish what he wants to get done. Won't get worn out. Won't get tired. But I remain strong with God. God won't ask you anything or require anything of you unless he's counting on supplying you with the ability to do it. You hear what I'm saying? He said it's real easy. You work for Jesus, he'll meet the need. He'll supply the car. He'll take care. He said, don't take purse, don't take this, don't take whatever you need to do what God wants you to do, he'll supply it, even the strength. I don't have a mind to deal with that one. Well, he'll give you his mind. He'll say, no excuses. I have the mind of Christ, I have the strength of God. Well, weak, that's when I'm strong. Say, I am motivated. I am inspired by the Holy Ghost. I am filled with faith. My life is a life of faith. And that life of faith pleases God. You know what? God has pleasure in the prosperity of His people. God will prosper your faith. God will prosper your faith.